Riley Parker across the timeline for the Lady Goblins. Throws over to Schramm on the right wing. Down to Groberg on the low block. Her jumper off the glass, no good. Martin chases down the rebound. Mounts home with the ball as she'll walk it into the front court. Mounts home with a chance to get one more shot before the end of the quarter. 9 seconds left. Martin going into the lane. Now gives it to Foreman. I'm sorry, that was Gilbert with the shot. No good. Foreman gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up off the glass and in. And Mounts home will end the third quarter with a six-point lead. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home up on Harrison, 37-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com.
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter, and it was a good timing for it. Makes the timing even better for Anna Grace Foreman to extend Mountain Home's lead to six. And so they'll start the fourth quarter with the ball leading 37-31. Emma Martin will inbound the ball on the far sideline. She gets into Husky, and we are back underway with 8 minutes left to play. Here is Husky toward the right wing, gives it there to Martin. Leah Jackson checked in, by the way, during the in between quarters, and we got an offensive foul away from the ball. I guess like an illegal screen or something. I didn't see what happened, but they call the foul on Peyton Husky. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers, and also the 10th turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Here is Riley Parker going to pull up for the jumper. Boy, it got a friendly bounce as it finally went in. Riley Parker now with 13 points. 4-point lead for Mountain Home. Here's the Yates with the ball, bringing it into the front court to Husky, and Mountain Home's going to break the press. So now Harrison switches from the full zone press to a man-to-man defense. Here's Husky throwing it to Martin near the top. Now Martin's going to dribble it down into the lane. Going up for the layup, a little short, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Ball still loose. Finally controlled by Yates. Throws it over to Husky on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky now with 8 points. Her first three of the night. And it's a 7-point lead now. A three-possession game for Mountain Home. 40-33 our score with 6:43 left of that game. Ball goes over to Cecil, now to Riley Parker just outside the low block. Now she's going to pull up for the jumper, and it rolls around and goes in. And now Harrison's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:31 left to play in the game. Our score, Mountain Home leading Harrison 40-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Harrison taking the timeout after Bradley Parker hits the corner jumper to cut the Mount Tom lead back to 5. 40-35 our score, 40 with 6:31 left to play in this game. It will be Gilbert inbounding the ball for the Lady Bombers. Harrison once again going with the full court zone press. She gets into Yates. Yates will break out of the double team. Tries to throw it to Foreman as she crosses the timeline. Well over her head. And then Mount Tom's going to turn the ball over as it goes out of bounds. 11th turnover of the night against the Lady Bombers. So Mount Tom with Harrison with a chance to make it a one-possession game once again. Riley Parker throws it to Kenzie Parker on the right side. Down to Campbell in the corner. Now ball goes up top to Cecil. She's going to quickly pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound comes to Foreman, and back come the Lady Bombers. Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Drills to the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Now gives it to Yates up at the top. Over to Husky on the left side. Husky will dribble up between the circles. Now goes to the right wing. Has Foreman there, but instead throws it. Had a good look to Foreman on the low block, but instead throws it to Martin up at the top. Now ball goes over to Gilbert on the left, near left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebound controlled by Harrison. And a stoppage of play. Kay Gilbert is, all of a sudden, she hits the floor. She is, may have a little cramp in her leg. I'm not sure. Either she twists or she's got some sort of cramp in her leg. Emily Payne's going to check in for Mountain Home, I guess, to replace Gilbert. Shrum is checking in for Harrison as she replaces Michaela Campbell. With 5:28 left, Del Leonard taking a look at Kate Gilbert there near the far sideline. Tell you what, we're going to break for a moment, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. Our score with 5:28 left of the game. Mountain Home leading Harrison 40-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Kate Gilbert was helped to the bench. Harrison with the ball now with a little over 5 minutes left as they trail Mount Home 40-35. Here is Shrum with the ball on the left wing. Now she drills down towards the lane, and she's going to be fouled well before her shot attempt. Fouls on Peyton Husky. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mount Home here in the second half. So Harrison will inbound it on the baseline with 5:01 left to play in the game. Again, Mount Home up 40-35. Bradley Parker inbounds it to Kenzie Parker. Now throws up top to Groberg. Over to Cecil on the right wing. Now she gives it to Shrum. She has it on the right side. Drills up between the circles. Now it's on once again in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Groberg. She's going to go down into lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Marion Groberg now in double figures with 10 points. And Harrison once again with his own press. Here is Yates getting it to Payne in the front court. Payne will throw it up top to Martin. Now Martin's going into the lane, going up for the running jumper. She gets it to go. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that shot went in. But boy, he got that friendly roll there. Emma Martin going up and getting the basket and drawing the foul. That foul is on I'm not sure they call it foul on. They put 23 on the scoreboard, but there's no 23 on their roster. I'm guessing it was on. I'm not sure who they called that on, but anyways, back the other way after Martin gets the free throw. Harrison goes up for the jumper, no good. Martin gets the rebound, and back quickly come the Lady Bombers. Martin going into the lane for the layup. Shot is blocked, but she also draws plenty of contact, and she'll go back to the free throw line. Marion Groberg with her third personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Goblins. So Emma Martin at the free throw line once again with two shot opportunities. She is 3 of 3 so far. make that 4-4. Leah Jackson's going to check into the game, replacing Emily Payne for Mountain Home. Jackson, by the way, a 5'6 junior. Martin with one more free throw. And this one will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Harrison. 44-37, Mountain Home with a three-possession lead. Less than 4 minutes left to play. Here is Strum into the front court for the Lady Goblins. Dribbles to the right side. Now ball goes over to Cecil. She drills to the right side. Now gives it to Groberg near the free throw line. Groberg's going to go toward the low block. Her shot was blocked. Oh, but they said there was contact too. And so now she's going to go to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the second half. So with 3:42, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Marion Groberg. These will be her first free throw attempts tonight. So far, she has 10 points. And make it 11 as she gets the first free throw. And it's back to a two-possession game with that first one. One more free throw coming up for Groberg. Second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two. The rebound controlled by Foreman. Back comes Mountain Home, leading 44-38 with a little over 3.5 minutes left to play in this contest. Martin with the ball in the front court. Harrison once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Martin with goes over to the right wing. Now picks up her dribble. Now throws it up top to Husky. Now she drills to the right side. Gives it back up top to Martin. Martin's just standing there. Now she's going to dribble it into the lane, and she's going to draw contact well before the shot attempt. And Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. That was the last foul Harrison had to give. That foul, I'm not sure who they call that foul. I put zero on the scoreboard. Harrison doesn't have a zero either. So I'm going to guess that's on Shrum. That's her third personal foul, team foul number 6. Martin takes an inbound pass. Drills to the free throw line. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Foreman gets the offensive rebound. She goes back up off the glass and in. And now Mountain Home's got another player hurt. I guess they got a little physical, and Peyton Husky is down on the floor right now. She seems to be in quite pain. Kate Gilbert, by the way, checks in for Leah Jackson. And Jackson's going to have to check back in, I think, because Husky is going to have to come out of this game. Tell you what, we're going to break while they attend to her. With 3:01 left to play in the game, it is Mountain Home up on Harrison, 46-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
Well, Harrison with the ball as Mountain Home has an 8-point lead, 46-38. Leah Jackson and Emily Payne on the floor after Peyton Husky has to go to the bench after she came up a little hobbled. Here is Shrum with it on the left side. Mountain Home once again in man-to-man, 2:39 left to play in the game. Ball goes to Briley Parker now at the top. She drills towards the toward the left corner. Now she's going towards the low block. Loses the handle of the ball for a moment, but gets it back. Oh, and wow, I thought that was a double dribble. They didn't call it, and she's going to go into the lane for the layup, and she gets it to go, and Harrison quickly takes the timeout. 2:24 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home up on Harrison, 46-40. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Harrison just took that timeout. They've got two timeouts left. They've got one full timeout and one 30-second timeout remaining. Mountain Home with all of their 30-second timeouts gone. They have all three of their full timeouts still remaining. 46-40, Mountain Home leading it with 2:20 left playing the game. Mountain Home Husky will inbound it. SG check back into the game during the timeout. And his own press once again for Harrison. Here's Gilbert with it. Now he throws it back to Martin. Throws it to Husky, who is going to be fouled from behind. And a 1-1 is coming up, as that is the seventh team foul against the Lady Goblins. Riley Parker picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Lady Goblins. So again, a 1-1 for Peyton Husky. So far, she is 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 8 points. She has a chance to make it a 3-possession game once again with this first free throw, and she does, and also earns a bonus. Now she has a chance to be in double figures with this next free throw. Mountain Home with 2 players in double figures so far, and a Grace Foreman with 17, and Emma Martin with a dozen, and she gets the second one to go as well. It is an 8-point lead for Mountain Home once again, 48-40 our score with 2:14 left to play. Here is Shrum across the timeline for the Lady Goblins. Mountain Home once again in man-to-man. Ball goes over to Kenzie Parker on the right side, down to Briley Parker in the corner. Finds Groberg cutting toward the low block. Her layup is blocked by Foreman. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Harrison will inbound it with 1:57 left in the game on the baseline, but good defensive play by Foreman there to get that block. Briley Parker will inbound it on the baseline, gets it in to Cecil on the right wing. Now she'll give it to Parker there on the Briley Parker. Dribbles to the paint, going up for the layup, partially blocked, and now on the rebound, a jump ball will be called, and it is going to be Harrison's basketball on the possession arrow. 1:45 left to play in the game. Briley Parker will inbound it once again on the baseline as Harrison trails Mountain Home by 8. Shrum takes an inbound pass from the left wing, drills up to the top, gives it to Cecil on the left side. Now back to Shrum. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It rolls around and goes in. Sydney Shrum now with 9 points. And it's a 5-point lead for Mountain Home with 1.5 minutes left to play. Foreman throws it to Martin as Harrison's going once again with his own press. Now gives it to Husky. Back to Martin. And she'll get it across the timeline. And Mountain Home breaks the press. 48-43 our score with 1:17 left. Here is Martin with it, looking to get away from her defender, Kenzie Parker, and avoid the 5-second count. And now Kenzie Parker is going to be whistled for the touch foul. That's her first personnel foul, team foul number 8 against the Lady Goblins. So a 1-1 coming up for Emma Martin. And now before the free throws, Doug Young's going to take a timeout. And so we'll break with 1:09 left to play in the game. It is a Mountain Home leading Harrison 48-43. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
So Harrison takes their last 30-second timeout on that before Emma Martin shoots her free throws. They've got one full timeout left, and that is it. So Emma Martin at the line for the 1-1 opportunity with 1:09 left to play in the game. First free throw is up. It rolls around and goes in, and so she does earn the bonus. And if she gets this next one, it'll be a 3-possession game once again. It is a 6-point lead right now for Mountain Home. Martin takes the ball from the official for her second shot. And the second shot will not go. Offensive rebound, though, for Foreman. And now, are they going to get another foul? on the rebound. Foreman gets offense rebound, and then she's fouled by Caroline Cecil. That is her fourth personal foul, team foul number 9. So this will be the last one and one for Mountain Home. The next foul will put to Mountain Home in the double bonus. Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line, where so far she is 3 of 4 with 17 points. First shot for Foreman is up and good. So it's a three-possession game once again for Mountain Home, and Foreman does earn the bonus with one.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 4343 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4343.
Foul, and Peyton Husky will go to the line for a pair of free throws. That is Bradley Parker's third personal foul, 10th team foul, so it's a double bonus from here on out for Mountain Home. Peyton Husky's first free throw is up. Good. She now has 11. She'll try to make it 12 with this next free throw. And if she does, it'll be a four-possession game. And pretty much out of reach for Harrison from there on. And she gets it. 14 points for Peyton Husky. I'm sorry, 12 points for Peyton Husky. And back the other way, blocking foul called on Emma Martin as Bradley Parker went into the lane, went up for the shot. So she'll go to the free throw line with 23.7 seconds left. Emma Martin called for her second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. Bradley Parker at the free throw line. Adele Leonard arguing with the official that was on the floor, but that's not an argument. He is going to win. First free throw for Parker is up and in. She now has 18 points. And one more free throw. Bradley Parker's second shot is up, and she gets both. And now Harrison's going to take their last timeout. We'll break with 23.7 seconds left. Mountain Home leading Harrison 53-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Mountain Home inbounding it, leading 53-45 with 23.7 seconds left. And, well, they're not going to get the inbound pass, and Del Leonard's going to call timeout to avoid the five-second count. So we'll break once again with 23.7 seconds left. It is Mountain Home up 53-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! We'll be right back.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Emma Martin fouled in the backcourt, and now she's going to the line for a pair of free throws. First shot is up and in. She now has 14 points. One more free throw to come. One of three players in double figures for the Lady Bombers. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 55-45, double-digit lead for Mountain Home with 15 seconds left. Here is Schramm back the other way, going up for the long three-pointer. It hits the backboard, and that is it. Long rebound controlled by Kate Gilbert. 7 seconds left, and Mountain Home is going to be able to just run this clock out and secure the 10-point victory. And there is the final buzzer, and Mountain Home defeats Harrison tonight by a double-digit count. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Harrison 55-45. We'll start the Lady Bombers post-game show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all Bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. We'll be right back.